AP-style book bans use of term mistress, suggests companion or lover. By Amy Furr on April 15, 2021. The Associated Press, AP, style book said Tuesday not to use the term mistress and advised using other descriptive words such as friend or lover. Don't use the term mistress for a woman who is in a long-term sexual relationship with, and is financially supported by, a man who is married to someone else, the style book tweeted. Instead, use an alternative like companion, friend or lover on first reference and provide additional details later, the post read. In a subsequent tweet Wednesday, the style book explained it added the guidance in 2020, saying it was not new. We understand it's problematic that the alternative terms fall short. But we felt that was better than having one word for a woman and none for the man. And implying that the woman was solely responsible for the affair, the post continued. In its 2020 guidance, the AP described the term mistress as archaic and sexist and told writers to use alternatives and provide details later, Breitbart News reported at the time. Additionally, the AP announced in 2013 the style book no longer sanctioned the term illegal immigrant or using illegal to describe a person. Instead, it tells users that illegal should describe only an action, such as living in or immigrating to a country illegally. Why did we make the change? The discussions on this topic have been wide-ranging and include many people from many walks of life. Earlier, they led us to reject descriptions such as undocumented, despite ardent support from some quarters, because it is not precise. A person may have plenty of documents, just not the ones required for legal residence. Following its announcement this week regarding the word mistress, Twitter users offered their own alternative terms. I prefer skankity skank skank, but that's just me, one person wrote. Homewrecker it is, another replied. One user criticized the decision, writing, "Really? Cheaters are cheaters. There is no other situation where cheating is deemed remotely acceptable," the person stated. "It's the worst kind of betrayal. Especially if there are children involved. And I don't care what age the children are. I have zero respect for anyone who cheats," the person concluded. Yet another suggested, "Let's ask the wives what they should be called."